The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off the program with Duke University's Music in the Gardens. They've got two concerts left in this summertime series. Of course, the events take place at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesdays at 7. July 18th, it's Anna and Elizabeth. Anna and Elizabeth have transformed a shared passion for Appalachian folk songs and archival research into an evocative take on bluegrass. Picking up where Hazel Dickens and Alice Gerard left off, Elizabeth Leprell and Anna Roberts Gavalt have dedicated themselves to capturing the souls of ancient songs, extracting their essence and presenting them with lustrous close harmonies and a moving minimalist sound. Then on July 25th, the last concert in the Music in the Garden series for this summer, and it's Las Cafeteras. This is the sort of a band the United States needs right now. In 2005, a group of East Los Angeles students became fast friends and bandmates while studying an infectious Mexican musical melting pot of indigenous, African, and Spanish elements that gave the world La Bamba. Now, as Las Cafeteras, those students have modernized the centuries-old style, updating its folk music roots with timely questions about immigration, integration, and equality. Now, the Duke University Duke Performances Series is about to swing into action. The all shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, September 13th, it is Jason Morin and the Bandwagon. Duke Performances' 2018-2019 season begins with a jazz superstar and his exceptional trio in one of the most intimate and elegant spaces they will play all year. Pianist Jason Morin has become one of jazz's great visionaries, known for his imaginative collaborations and conceptual bravado. This is at Rubenstein Art Center, performances at 7 and 9. Then Friday, September 14th, it's Jason Moran Fats Waller Dance Party. He's one of modern music's most vital forces through a series of ambitious projects meant to bring jazz to a wider audience. He's become one of the most sought-after pianists and band leaders in jazz today. That's at the Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Up next, Saturday and Sunday, September 22nd and 23rd, Duke Performances, and I'll apologize ahead of time for probably not pronouncing this correctly, but anyway, I'll give it a shot. Enrichyagram Dance Ensemble and Chitrasana Dance Company. The acclaimed dance ensemble of Southern India is one of the world's great dance companies. Then it joins revered Sri Lankan dance ensemble, Krichana Dance Company, which has led the way in opening the nation's dynamic, folk-inflected Kanjan dance tradition to women, preserving and revitalizing it by bringing it from the village to the modern stage. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday night's performance is at 8, and Sunday's is at 3. Then Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, September 26th through the 28th, it's Will Oldham a.k.a. Bonnie Prince Billy. Wednesday's Lecture 1, Making Songs, is already sold out, but you may be able to get on a waiting list. Thursday's Lecture 2, Recording and Performing Songs, is at Sound Pure. And Friday's event is a full band concert at Baldwin Auditorium. And the final Duke performances set for September is Saturday the 29th. It's Chompy Quartet Concert Number 1. Also in Durham, the Durham Central Park Concert Series is slowly but surely coming to a close. The concerts are rain or shine, all ages, free and open to the public, Fridays from 6 to 8. So July 20th, it's Devin Gilfillian. August 3rd, Al Strong and the Fresh Five. And August 10th, Keshana Armstrong. Switching to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh, the number to call there is 919-996-8700. Through July 22nd, it's Big Fish. This is Theater Raleigh. This musical revolves around the relationship between Edward Bloom, a traveling salesman, and his adult son, Will, who looks for what is behind his father's tall tales. It's based, of course, on Daniel Wallace's 1998 novel, Big Fish, a novel of mythic proportions. This is at Kennedy Theater. Friday, July 20th, after the I Do's game show, you know you love a good game show, you know you love a good comedy show, and for those who secretly enjoy a reality show, this event is for you. After the I Do's, the Pastor's Edition, brings all these elements together for a live taping. Four pastors and their spouses will answer questions about each other in hopes of making a match to score the most points and win a fabulous prize. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, July 21st, it's Leo Danan Concerto, Memendi Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. July 24th through the 29th, it's Disney's Newsies, the Broadway musical. It's at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, July 28th, Curse of the Starving Class. Theater Raleigh partners with the ALS Association to present a benefit reading of Sam Shepard's Curse of the Starving Class. The play opened in London in April 1977. It follows the Tate family as they struggle to control their rundown family farm in rural California, all the while searching for freedom, security, and meaning in their lives. The play's author, Sam Shepard, was a Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, 10-time Obie Award-winning writer and director, and Academy Award-nominated actor. Shepard died July 27, 2017, from complications of ALS. This is at Kennedy Theater. The performance starts at 7. Friday, August 3rd, it's Chris Blue from NBC's The Voice. He won Season 12 of The Voice on Team Alicia Keys. Show after show, he captured the hearts of millions with his combination of raw vocal talent, heartfelt honesty, and brave vulnerability. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. August 8th through the 19th, Masterclass, Theater Raleigh. Inspired by world-renowned opera diva Maria Callas' magnificent Juilliard Masterclass series, the Tony Award-winning play spotlights the tour de force artist and vulnerable woman known as La Divina. This is at Kennedy Theater. Then August 11th, it's the 11th Annual Carolina Music Awards. Of course, the focus of the Carolina Music Awards is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. Every year, they look to make this event more and more beneficial to Carolina artists and to support the great music created right here in the Carolinas. And Monday, August 13th, it's Beatles versus Elvis, a musical showdown. Who was the real king of rock and roll? Two of the greatest musical acts of all time face off in a high-octane, adrenaline-pumping musical showdown. The Fab Four, represented by tribute band Abbey Road and premier Elvis tribute Scott Bruce, will engage in a barrage of hits against one another. This is Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Moving on to upcoming events at PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office. All Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Coming up Saturday, July 28th, it's Panic at the Disco. Pray for the Wicked Tour with special guest Haley Kiyoko and Arizona. Wednesday through Sunday, August 15th through the 19th, it's Cirque du Soleil Crystal Show. This is a brand new arena creation that explores the artistic limits of ice for the first time in the company's 34-year history. Thursday, October 11th, it's David Jeremiah, Turning Point for God. Free event, but registration is required. Sunday, October 14th, Nicki Minaj and Future. Global hip-hop icons Minaj and Future are hitting the road together for the first time on their co-headlining Nicki Hendrix tour. Tuesday, October 23rd, it's Elevation Worship. This is the worship ministry of Elevation Church. Of course, other items coming up at PNC Arena. Saturday, December 1st, Chris Young, Losing Sleep World Tour. December 5 through 9, it's Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. Sunday, January 6th, it's Justin Timberlake, Man of the Woods Tour. Monday, January 28th, Metallica, World Wired Tour. And then finally on the list from PNC Arena, Tuesday, March 12th, Elton John, Farewell Yellow Brick Road. Reminder about the World of Bluegrass. They've picked up some extra national and local superstar power with the addition of Jillian Welch and Chatham County Line. They'll both be at the Red Hat Amphitheater main stage during the International Bluegrass Music Association's Wide Open Bluegrass, September 28 and 29. Acclaimed singer-songwriter Welch will be part of an all-female special collaboration, making what is billed as a special guest appearance alongside Molly Tuttle, Sierra Hall, Becky Buller, Allison Brown, and Missy Raines. They're all the first women to win IBMA awards as instrumentalists, including reigning guitarist Tuttle and mandolinist Hall. Meanwhile, there's also Chatham County Line and Friends featuring the popular Raleigh Quartet that has become an IBMA fixture over the years. Among the and Friends appearing this time will be Mandolin Orange, who just played a sold-out show at Raleigh's North Carolina Museum of Art this past weekend. All right, some North Carolina music festivals around the state this year, now through August 18th. There's the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival. That's at the Brevard Music Center and nearby venues. Now through July 28th, Eastern Music Festival. That's Greensboro and Points West. Now through August 4th, an Appalachian Summer Festival in Boone, festival sites Appalachian State University and nearby venues. Then there's through July 28th, Folkmoot, USA, which is in western North Carolina around Waynesville. July 20th and 21st, Burneroo Music and Arts Festival in New Bern. It's at the New Bern Farmers Market and other venues in the downtown New Bern area. Also, July 20th and 21st, Spruce Pine Barbecue Championship and Bluegrass Festival. This is at Riverside Park in Spruce Pine. July 21st, Barstock BYOB Music Fest. This is in Huntersville. Barnstock is a benefit for local organizations that features live music, DJs, and a silent disco on four outdoor and indoor stages. Barnstock is in its 10th year. July 26th through the 29th, Nunn Brothers Bluegrass Festival. That is in Mount Airy. July 27 and 28, Hillbilly Jam. That's in Maggie Valley at the festival grounds. July 27 and 28, Ashe County Bluegrass and Old Time Fiddlers Convention. That's in Jefferson at the Ashe County Park. August 2 through 4, Mountain Dance and Folk Festival in Asheville. Also those dates, Pretty Fest Bluegrass Festival in Franklinton. All right, at North Hills, the Midtown Beach Music Series continues at the Commons each Thursday from 6 to 9. July 19th, Too Much Sylvia. July 26th, North Tower. August 2nd, Band of Oz. August 9th, Liquid Pleasure. And the final show of the season, August 16th, it's The Embers featuring Craig Woolard. And don't forget the Friday night tributes every week at North Hills starting August 25th, and that runs through October 12th. Also, Saturday, August 18th, it's the Summer Days Music Festival. Summer Days taking place at the North Hills Midtown Park. All right, let's take a look at the lineup for Raleigh Little Theater. The box office number there is 919-821-3111. Of course, the Raleigh Little Theater complex is two blocks west of Cameron Village. July 20th through August 5th, it is Into the Woods. This epic musical is about wishes, family, and the consequences of the choices we make. August 17th through September 2nd, it's Sister Act. Of course, disco diva Dolores Van Cartier witnesses a murder, and she is put in protective custody in the one place that the cops are sure she won't be found, a convent. All kinds of stuff happens after that, mostly with music, of course. Sunday, September 16th, it's the Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Fall Pops Concert. This casual, family-friendly concert experience features the Raleigh Symphony Orchestra and an exciting neighborhood atmosphere, performed outdoors in Raleigh Little Theater's Louise Scotty Stevenson Amphitheater. The concert starts at 3 o'clock. Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater, of course, on Regency Parkway in Cary. Saturday, July 21st, it's Summerfest 2018's annual beach party. Friday and Saturday, July 27 and 28, it's the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Sunday, August 5th, Darcy Lynn and Friends with special guest Pelican 212. Saturday, August 18th, Black Violin, the Classical Boom Tour. Friday, August 24th, Masters of the Mic, Slick Rick, Doug E. Fresh, Mr. Cheeks, Naughty by Nature, Eric B. and Rakim, and Blackstreet. Saturday, September 8th at Cocobooth, Tacos and Taps. Thursday, September 20th, Old Crow Medicine Show with special guest Dawes. Saturday, September 22nd, is the 2018 Dragon Boat Festival. Thursday, September 27th, Vince Gill. And then Friday, September 28th, it's Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. And there's also three movies left in the Movies by Moonlight series, sponsored by WakeMed Carey Hospital. July 20th, it's Cars 3. August 10th, Beauty and the Beast Sing-Along. And then August 17th, A Wrinkle in Time. Let's check out Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh on South McDowell Street. Thursday, July 26th, it's Lauryn Hill. Friday, July 27th, Dispatch Summer Tour 2018. Friday, August 3rd, Kids Bop. Tuesday, August 7th, Rise Against. Wednesday, August 8th, OAR with special guest Matt Nathanson. Friday, August 10th, LSD Tour with Lucinda Williams, Steve Earle and the Dukes, and Dwight Yoakam. Wednesday, August 22nd, Christian group Need to Breathe. Monday, August 27th, it's Leon Bridges. September 7th through 9th, Hopscotch Music Festival. Thursday, September 13th, For You, a symphonic celebration of Prince. And finally, it's the IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass with select concerts Friday and Saturday, September 28th and 29th. And taking a look at the lineup for Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Friday, July 20th, Dave Matthews Band. Saturday, July 21st, it's Lindsey Sterling and Evan Sense. Tuesday, July 24th, Weezer and Pixies. Friday, July 27th, Keith Urban and Kelsey Ballerini. Saturday, July 28th, Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld. Wednesday, August 1st, Janet Jackson, the State of the World Tour. Thursday, August 9th, Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, and Lanco. Friday, August 10th, Fish. Saturday, August 11th, Pentatonix. Sunday, August 12th, Wiz Khalifa and Ray Swemmerd. Saturday, August 18th, Jason Aldean, Luke Combs, and Lauren Elena. Friday, August 24th, it's Brad Paisley, Dan Tominski, and Kane Brown. And then on Saturday, September 1st, Kid Rock, Brantley Gilbert, and Wheeler Walker Jr. There are other events through October 12th. Three events on the Audio Describe Performances list. Friday, July 27th, The Big Sick, which is, of course, a film. A Pakistani-born stand-up comedian and a quirky grad student fall in love. But when she ends up in a coma in the hospital, their breakup is sorely tested by her fiercely loving parents. Film is shown in the North Carolina Museum of Art Park at 9 o'clock. Saturday, July 28th, Newsies. Of course, this is the Disney show, musical, about New York City's newsboys. It's at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. And then another film, The Shape of Water, will be shown Saturday, August 25th. It's about a mute janitor in a top-secret government facility falling in love with a sensitive asset, an Amazonian water god. This distinctive film won Oscars for Best Picture and Best Director. Film is shown once again at the North Carolina Museum of Art Park, and it starts at 8:30. Checking out DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. The tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmasters. Sunday, July 22nd, it's Punch Brothers, says the Washington Post. With enthusiasm and experimentation, Punch Brothers take bluegrass to its next evolutionary stage. Tuesday, August 7th through Sunday, August 12th, the Book of Mormon. This outrageous musical comedy follows the misadventures of a mismatched pair of missionaries sent halfway across the world to spread the good word. The New York Times calls it the best musical of this century. Wednesday, August 15th, it's Lyle Lovett and his large band. Saturday, September 8th, it's Joe Coy. Coy's humble beginnings in stand-up comedy took place in Las Vegas coffee shops in the early 1990s. Now he's recognized as one of the most successful comedians in the country. Monday, September 10th, it's Dr. Jordan Peterson. The show will feature revolutionary talks on overcoming life's biggest obstacles, how to improve one's self, the psychology of religion, mythology, and much more. Thursday, September 20th, My Favorite Murder Live, the hit true crime comedy podcast, starts its 2018 fall tour at TPAC. My Favorite Murder also has launched a new membership-based fan engagement program called Fan Cult. Sunday, September 23rd, Bill Maher. For over 20 years, Bill has expanded the boundaries of where funny political talk can go on American television. Friday, September 28th, it's Brian Regan. Critics, fans, and fellow comedians agree Brian is one of the most respected comedians in the country, with Vanity Fair calling Brian the funniest stand-up alive and Entertainment Weekly calling him your favorite comedian's favorite comedian. And then on Saturday, September 29th at DPAC, it is Joan Baez. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.